not this past summer, the one before that, I was hospitalized at New York Presbyterian in Westchester for about 2 months. I actually checked myself in there.
This is Greg Giordano for WRPR News. More than 350 million people globally are diagnosed with some form of depression. Some of the cases are minor, able to be helped by medication, while some are so severe they lead to injury to themselves or others, and even suicide. One in four young adults will suffer an episode of depression before the age of 24. Jessica Markowski is a normal college freshman that chooses not to suffer in silence in the hopes that speaking of her struggles will help others out there that may feel alone.
I was 7 years old when my parents got divorced, and I've been in therapy pretty much ever since, but my depression didn't get very bad until the beginning of my junior year of high school. I was dating this guy, and he like ruined my life, and I know that sounds like so typical, like I got depressed, but then after all that happened, I got into like this deep funk, and like I didn't get out of bed, I didn't eat, I stopped going to school for a couple months.
Jessica began seeing a therapist at a young age, who ultimately diagnosed her with depression and set her up with various medications to help control her illness.
Well, I saw a child therapist when I was younger, and then as I got older, I tried out new ones until I found one that I was most comfortable
with. What time did that begin, you think?
Like my junior year of high school.
Yeah. Now, they put you on medication. How much medication do you take on a usual day? What do you take?
They started me on very low doses of a drug called Lexapro, which is an antidepressant, and a drug called Abilify, which is a mood stabilizer, because I had some anger issues.
So what happens if you miss today's dosage or if you stop taking it? Do you notice a difference in yourself? Does everybody else notice a difference?
Yes, especially my parents can see it. If I miss, usually one day doesn't affect me that much, but if I miss like a couple days, you can just tell like I'm very like on edge, I snap.
So if you then started taking the medication again the next day, you snap back into it?
Yeah, it's like so different, like, oh, you can definitely tell, yeah.
Has it gotten that bad that you've stayed in the hospital, you've dealt with treatment facilities?
Last summer, I was hospitalized at New York Presbyterian in Westchester for about 2 months. And after I left the hospital, I was in a program called High Focus, and I was in that for about 6 months.
What do you do in High Focus? You just talked about
it. It's a lot of group therapy exercises, and we would like all break off into groups, and you have a clinician, which is like your therapist while you're there. And you meet with her once a week, you meet with the psychiatrist once a week.
In the hopes of helping others, Jessica began blogging about her experiences with depression.
When I was feeling down, like reading stuff from people that are going through the same thing as I go through, like it really helps. So I figured like now that I'm in a better place, let me try to help other people.
Has anybody reached out to you through the blog?
Yeah, actually a couple of people, like I have a survey set up and like it will tell you like the age range, the gender, and like how much it helped them. It's anonymous. Mm-hmm. So like I get a couple surveys back like, oh, male, age 18 to 25, like this really helped me out, thank you.
Jessica wants to send a message to those out there who deal with depression.
A lot of people don't really understand what the whole thing is, and they hear like, oh, you're bipolar, oh my god, you're crazy. It's like, no, that's not the case. Like a chemical imbalance in my brain, that's not my fault. And like, I act like a pretty normal person, I think. And then people think that people with depression are like always sad. Like, no, that's not the case.
Now, is there anything you would want to say to somebody who might feel like they're dealing with depression?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. Without the help, things can get so much worse.
You can check out Jessica's blog at entermycrazymind.weebly.com. Thank you for listening. For WRPR News, I'm Greg Giordano.